Welcome to Clan Chant, the locker room, and the building of the team for the new season continues as we move on to signing number 4. This player is a new British player coming to the club with good experience from elsewhere in the Elite League, having won a league championship and a playoff medal from his time at Cardiff Devils. I'm talking about Craig Moore, a Scottish defenceman who has also played for fellow Scottish teams Dundee Stars and Fife Flyers, and he'll become the fourth man to play for at least 3 Scottish teams in the EIHL, after Barry McKenzie, Bobby Chamont and Travis Fullerton. And after starting with the Flyers last season, I asked him about how difficult it was to leave his hometown team and move to their rivals, but he started by talking about how pleased he was with the opportunity given to him.
Yeah, so obviously at first I'm really happy, excited to be a part of the clan. I think it's a great organisation. I think everyone knows that, and to be able to play in front of, you know, that crowd every night, it's going to be really fun. Obviously, it is a tough decision. Fife was great for me, you know, and I'm grateful for that opportunity I got, you know, obviously coming from Cardiff. You know, it kind of came through injuries and stuff, but a lot of opportunity and playing time and, you know, opportunities that I wouldn't have got elsewhere, and especially without the injuries. So, yeah, I'm really grateful, but when it comes to it, it's an easy decision to play for the clan.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the injury at Cardiff, that kind of curtailed your progress, but you moved to Fife, I think it was running up to Christmas last year. You got plenty of game time with them. How did you enjoy that experience, being back on the ice again, getting regular shifts?
Yeah, that was huge for me. Again, I'm really grateful for that opportunity. You know, Todd and Hutch obviously gave me that chance, and yeah, it was kind of key for me. Obviously, like, it was great to be in Cardiff, but the ice time just wasn't there, and I knew, you know, for myself at this point in my career, development and being, you know, on the ice is huge. And to get the opportunity in Fife, you know, and as well as that, some power play time, PK time, things like that, I think it really helped me kind of get back on track after, you know, missing a lot of last season and having a lot of ice time at the start of the season. So it was, super important for me, and I'm happy that I got that opportunity.
You and I spoke just when you'd signed for Fife, and you were talking about looking forward to the games against the Clan. What was your impressions in the games that you played?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of seen Clan had that kind of hot run there for a while, and everyone's seen that they're, you know, more than capable of doing damage in this league. So it's it's exciting to be a part of what I think is going to be another great team for the Clan, and I'm looking forward to that.
It's hard to believe that the season's finished, but already talking about a new campaign. It must be very exciting for you.
No, for sure. I mean, I agree with you there. I think the season, you know, you get going and, you know, all of a sudden it's playoff time and things happen really quick. But it's, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good opportunity. I think I'm going to fit in well. Obviously, I've played under Pete before. I've played under his systems. And, you know, just from an outside perspective, it looks like a really great organisation. I've heard nothing but good things, and I'm excited to get going and, be a part of the clan.
So for anyone listening who maybe isn't overly familiar with what you do on the ice, what do you bring to the team?
I think personally my biggest attribute would say is my hard work. I think biggest thing is night in, night out, you're going to get 100% out of me. Obviously, I'm still young. I still feel like I'm development. And obviously, the best thing is that I do believe that every day I can get better. I'd say my biggest thing is my hard work. And then on top of that, I think being back on D, obviously, I played a bit up front in Cardiff. But I think I see the ice really well from D. And I think I can make a good first pass, and hopefully my skating and my skill kind of shines through.
Referring to that previous conversation we had, you talked about the ambition to play for GB, you know, a bit later this year, obviously, for the World Championships, but Pete being the GB coach, you've got that kind of way of trying to impress him. Did that play a part in you deciding to move to the Clan?
Absolutely. I think, whenever you can play under the coach that, you know, you're trying to play for with GB, I think that's always going to be a help. You know, you're going to be around them every single day, playing under their systems. You know how they coach, what sort of player they like. It definitely obviously played a part in it. And I think it's going to help me kind of push forward to attaining my goal of playing for GB national team.
Now, you've been around the Elite League for a few years now. You came back to play for Dundee Stars under Mark Lefebvre. How much do you enjoy life in the Elite League in general?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, I look at all my friends and they have their jobs and things like that, but I feel very fortunate that, you know, every day I'm able to get up and I'm still playing the game that I love every day. And, you know, luckily that's how I get by. That's how I can live. And, I don't really see it as work. I get to wake up and play a game, really, you know, like we all joke about it, but it is just a game at the end of the day. And it's great to be able to do that every single day of my life.
Now, given the rivalry that I mentioned earlier, how do you think the Fife fans will react to this news?
I think there'll be a bit of mixed reviews, obviously. I think some people, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to understand and realise an opportunity. At the same time, obviously, I can see it from both sides, and people are going to maybe hopefully wish I'd stayed in five. But, you know, at the end of the day, opportunities come about in all walks of life, and you have to take what you think's best for you, and I feel like I've done that.
Good. Again, plenty of time before the season starts. What's your plans for the next few months over the summer?
Obviously, the first couple of weeks here, I've kind of just taken a rest, not done a whole lot, but come May time, I'm really going to start, get back in, get to the gym, and hopefully get on the ice. And, you know, I've already spoke to Pete about some things, you know, I feel like I need to work on in my game, and things that he thinks I can improve, and just kind of work on them, and hopefully come into camp, you know, the best I have been, and, you know, have my best year with the Clan here.
Craig Moore joining us on Clan Chat, discussing his move from Fife Flyers as he becomes the latest new face at Glasgow Clan for season 2019-20. That's all from this edition of Clan Chat, The Locker Room, so listen out for the next one as Pete Russell builds his team for the new season. My thanks to Craig for his time. Also, thank you for listening, and I'll be back really soon. Bye for now.